Well, howdy men, how are ya? That's Solo Man's here. Now, as I don't know how long I'm gonna be on this planet, cause you never know, do ya? I noticed something a long time ago about Femons. And if I notice something about it, I just kinda leave it and watch, wait. Until I see the same thing happen again and again, to realize that there's something in this, you know. But in case somebody takes me away or something takes me up, I'm going to share with you. And of course, I'd like to hear what you think about it and if you've noticed it yourself. I think a lot of Femons just kind of parrot phrase things, you know. They watch the news. And then when they're talking with somebody later on, they say something on the news, but they almost say it word for word. Even if the presenter of the news has said something unrelated to it, they add that in as well. It's almost as if they've recorded it and just are playing it back. They haven't even analysed the information and taken out the points that they think is all right. They've just repeated the whole thing. Now I'm just wondering if any of you guys out there have noticed that sort of behaviour in the Femon. And of course that would explain why I don't think there's a lot of good stand-up comedians that are Femons. Because they just say the joke, don't they? They don't really ad-lib anywhere too much. And that's why it's usually not very funny. It's too dead. But when you get a man doing stand-up comedy, he kind of twists things around and adds things, makes it a lot more interesting, and it seems a lot funnier, doesn't it? And that could be why Femon stand-up comedians aren't that funny. They're too robotic. They're not analysing the information they have, they're just saying it. They're not making the joke their own, are they? It's almost as if they have this information they store in their heads like a recorder and just repeat it when they think the time is right without any more feeling than a piece of electronics. Anyway, let me know what you think about that one, guys, and the fuel or the gasoline or petrol crisis here where I am is still very much on. I have got a full tank, well, at least I did have. Maybe there's a hole in it and somebody's taken it, I don't know. And I have seen some notes on car windows saying they're just out of gas or out of petrol and they're just sitting wherever. Anyway, you take it easy out there, guys, and really be careful because Femons are also using the sexual misconduct charge now. And you're saying, well, what does that mean? It could mean anything. It could mean you brush past her in the crowd or something. And there's a good reason why it seems to be a vague saying, isn't it? Misconduct. Best thing you can do, guys, is stay away from them. Far away. Could there be one like a sexual misappropriation? I wonder. Femons are getting really disgusting as well, because in the paper, you see them all stripping off already all the time, don't you? But this one says, and she's got it in her hand, she used a glass dildo. And I thought she was going to say something like she got so involved with it that it broke or shattered. But no, she says it feels just like a penis. So she must have had one before, but I guess she can't get one now. I mean, really, do we really need that information? Do we need to know that? And there's another thing in the paper where this girlfriend spent a long time finding out that her boyfriend was cheating. Ooh, shock horror. Femons cheat just as much as men. So what? Either deal with it or go find another guy. Why are you telling us about it? I don't care. And of course, here's some really good news about Kim Jong-un. Apparently, he uses a body double to lose weight. In other words, he's not losing the weight, but his body double is. Actually, that's quite interesting and funny at the same time. I mean, he's a man and he's in the news. That's unusual, because about 90% of the news is all about Femons now, as you know. I think somebody should start a sort of news place just for men. It may be kind of difficult to get off the ground, as it were, but I think it would be quite a success. Imagine no news at all about Femons whatsoever. Ooh, just thinking about it's giving me a kind of a chubby. I'm gonna have to leave you now. Take it easy.